So I'd like to start today and maybe finish on Sunday. It's something which is not directly a busser b'cholav issue, but it comes up, first of all, it comes up in the poskim over here, in our siman, the Taz is Sukkotin Gimel, the Shachat Sukkotin Hay, and it's also in the Gei Halacha L'Maaseh, at least I'll be minning to try and understand the different practices that people have in this regard. And that is the question with about dogging, about eating fish with meat. Again, so it's not specifically a Basar B'cholav issue. But we saw previously, we saw the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Kol HaBasar, we saw in the last couple of days, we had a whole discussion whether Bzar Of should be considered like Basar, in that there's an Issa D'Oraisa to consume with Cholav, that we said that some people, and that's one of the Shitas in the Tanoim, we found the Tana in the Mechilta that said it, and then the other extreme, Herav Yosef Glili, who says that Bzar Of in Cholav is mutter completely. In his town, that's what they used to do. They used to eat it. Where he was the Mar Dasra. And then the position we keep it, that's where Paskin, that the Bsar Of is Midarais, it's mutter, but it's Midarbanan because it'd be confused with meat. Okay. And then there's also discussion perhaps about Chaya. Okay, what about the status of Bzar Chai? We said that the Rambam seems to contradict himself. We discussed yesterday different tegutim. But at the end of the day, there's one thing for sure that the Mishnah says clearly is not in a category of Basar Cholav. Actually mentions two things. It mentions Dogim B'chagovim. Dogim and Chagovim, fish and various types of grasshoppers or whatever that are kosher. So that's not subjected to Basar Cholav at all. There's no question that you can have fish together with milk. We don't call fish, usually we don't call it meat, and there's no reason to confuse it. And therefore, even according to Bekiva, that the Rabbanan made Xera on Of, but they never made such a Xera on Dogim, and certainly not also Midoraisa. However, the Taz, it's important Gimel over here in the first of the sources, says, he quotes a Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef Kossel, Mikol Mokom, Ein Lechol Dogim B'cholov, Mipnei HaSakon. You shouldn't eat fish with milk, not so much because of a halachic iser concern, but rather HaSakon, some type of danger, eating fish with milk. That would rule out having lox and cream cheese, rule out having a tuna melt, whatever, any type of fish, or having a glass of milk when you have a fish dinner and so on. So this is what the Taz quotes in the Beis Yosef, but he writes right away, the who toes sofer. This is a mistake. It's a misprint. Okay, it was copied over wrong. Somebody made a mistake. Bitzorach loma in basar. No, what it means to say is you're not allowed to eat fish together with meat. That's what it means, not cholov. Okay, there's absolutely no issue whatsoever with dog and with cholov. What it means to say is dog and basar, kimuzka barachayim sim kufayim gimel. As it says in barachayim sim kufayim gimel. B'chein kosov b'darkei Moshe. He has a pun a little bit. Shishnis arev l'habeis yosef kan bos v'cholov. It's like a tarovitz, a bos. Mixed up bos with cholov. In other words, whether Beis Yosef himself made it or ever copied over the Beis Yosef lashon. When it says ain lechol dogim, when the Beis Yosef writes, says the Taz, when the Beis Yosef writes ain lechol dogim b'cholov, that's a misprint. It should say ain lechol dogim in bosor. Okay, that's what it's got to be. It's got to be in bosor. That's the issue. Now he says, "Uvelavush had to kimo show Beis Yosef." The Lavush copied it like the Beis Yosef, but Ein Anocha, it's simply not correct. Okay, the Taz doesn't want to spend much time on it. The Taz says absolutely a mistake to suggest that there's some sort of issue to have dogim with cholov, and real means dogim with basar. The Shach as well in Sukkot and Hay writes Kosov Aterazar. That's the Lavush, right? The Lavush. I told you of Mordechai Yafe, so he named his swarm after that pasuk. His name was Mordechai. So it's a Mordechai Yotzim of the Melech, the Hush Malchus, one that says there's a Terezov. So they say the road on your day is called a Terezov. The Zelashon, Umikom Makom Ein Lechol Dogim B'Cholov, the Asakona. Okay, he says you shouldn't eat dogim with cholov, you shouldn't eat fish with milk. He quotes it exactly like it's in the Beis Yosef, because there's some sort of danger. Kemoshin is Bar, Barachayim Simon Kufayim Gimel. As it says in Archaim Sif Kufayim Gimel. But again, the Shach now commenting on the Levush also writes, Emes Nimshach Achar Beis Yosef. The Levush was simply relying on the Beis Yosef. Shekosef can't have a little toast, not a mistake. And he's not bringing the best raya. It says, take a look what it says in Archaim Sif Kufayim Gimel, as if that's a raya. He says, Habahu Toz, Kilon Isko Shamel Dogim and Bosser. And I printed it later on. We'll come to it later on. Look at the source later on, in 35. Here in the sheets, it says in Sim Kufayim Gimel Sim Beis, Bein Basar Dogim Chol Velitom Bein Neshakosh Lavarachav Chamir Sakanta Nisur. Talking about Basar Dogim, So the very source, it says, you're not allowed to eat meat with, you're not allowed to eat fish with milk, as it says in Kufayin Gimel. You look in Kufayin, it doesn't say that. It's all about meat. So that's why both the Shach and Itas, there must be a misprint. It's not correct. Okay. Or I have the Levush overlook, I don't know. Okay. Unless there's a misprint in the Levush also. I have a copy that, you know, sometimes people make mistakes in copying things over because they want it to match, and then they realize that the original thing was copied wrong. You know, these are problems when you deal with manuscripts. People sometimes insert their own thinking into it, and sometimes it's logical thinking, but it's not correct. In other words, if the Levush is saying this, it's based on the Beis Yosef. So, wait, the Beis Yosef doesn't say that. The Beis Yosef says meat with, fish with milk. So it must be what the Levush meant. Also, you know, everyone figures out what he must have meant. And there are mistakes along the way. So that's what the Taz and Shach say over here. Al b'cholav lo shomano v'lo ra'inu. Says the Shach, eating fish with milk, we've never heard anywhere, never seen anywhere, any kind of hesitation. People cook fish and milk or in margarine and butter or whatever it is all the time. And gam b'darkei Moshe, so basically it's a b'chem b'sefer Be'er Sheva. Okay, b'shar ha'chor m'sibol ha'b'zeh, b'gam b'shas per ketzot zolen, mashme hedya, the less be'afilo b'shum sakana is nothing. There's no sakana, there's no danger, there's no nothing. Okay, so that's what the Shach and Ataz both say. Okay. Interesting, though, the Prima Gadim commenting in the Prima Gadim, both on the Shach, Taz first, and on the Shach. Question? No. In the Mishpat Zohar, Sifat and Gimel, on that Taz, Zayin Taz, Vayin Knesset Gadol, Mesech Nehudos Gimel, Dogim B'chol of Savkana. However, despite the fact that the Shach, that we never saw it, the R Poskim who do bring it up. The Prima Gadim, R Poskim who say it, quotes the Mesech Nehudah, quotes Knesset Gadol, the Dogim B'chol of Savkana. Distinguishing different types of dairy, which is not quite the bypassable chalav. Any of the chalav we discuss, it doesn't matter what kind of dairy, as long as it's dairy. Here they make a chilek between actual milk and shuman. Shuman is like the fat aniklag malgabe chalav that gathers on the top, like cream. I remember I was a little kid, but I do remember that visiting my great grandparents. What? That a milkman? You never heard of a milkman in your lifetime? Okay, I barely heard it. I was a little boy. I remember we used to visit my great-grandfather, the Rav, in Atlantic City. In those days, Atlantic City didn't have casinos. It was Atlantic City was a resort town, and he was the chief rabbi there. And in fact, all the rabbinical there's a convention center. The convention center was most well-known in the world for having the Miss America, Miss USA pageant. But it had other conventions also in the convention center, political convention. They also had rabbinical conventions there. So anyway, my great grandfather was the town rabbi there. So he was from Yerushalayim. Anyway, so I remember they used to deliver. I was an early riser as a kid, a little boy. All little kids get up early. And we used to go there for Shabbos frequently, especially after his wife, my grandfather, died. So he was still rabbi of the shul. So we used to go down one Shabbos a month. We lived alone so far, living in Tina, because a 2.5 hour drive, not even for the summer. Anyway, so I used to get up early and I brought the milk in. He would be sitting at the table learning when I came downstairs. He got up very early to prepare a shiur, not to learn or whatever. He always gave me a cinnamon bun, you know, for breakfast. But I used to go out and get the milk. There was a milkman. Some old houses still, in some areas you can see, they're built into the older homes, have built into like by the porch, a little place where you could put the milk, a little open a container. They don't build like that anymore. But anyway, when you open the milk, it was cream at the top. Now, I didn't personally like the cream, but people make coffee, you know, like that cream. Anyway, so the Prima Gadim here is mechalik between the actual milk and the cream. Okay. And what about the objection at the Shachar? Yeah. The Prima Gadim quotes the Knesset Gadol and the Mesech Nehuda with regards to this issue of fish. Apparently, the sakana, apparently concerned with the dog in the sakana, right? So apparently, whatever they believe medically, it didn't apply to all kinds of dairies. Only certain milk, do I understand it? No. But that's what he says. He says, dog in b'chol of sakana, but u'b'chemo, b'shur nikam b'agav b'chol of ain't sakana. Okay, that's what they quote. That's what they believe. So what about the problem that the Beis Yosef said? We'll take a look what it says in Aruch Chaim, Simon Kufayin Gimel. Okay, and we look at Simon Kufayin, who doesn't say that. So the Prima Gadim says, no, he says, Masha Kosav Abbas Yosef, Kimosha Kosav, or Chaim Kufayin Gimel, Hainu the Eish Shakon Alechol Dogim in Bosav, it made Saras. There it's talking about meat and meat and fish together, which it does say is some sort of a sakana because it's taras. Now, whether taras means halachic taras, or it means really more like leprosy or some other type of illness, whatever it means, we'll see. But that they're talking about, who are they in the chalavim dogim? In other words, what the Prima Gaurav is saying is that maybe what the Beis Yosef meant when he said, look at Kufay and Gimel, surely he knew that a Kufay and Gimel didn't say. What he meant was, you're not allowed to have milk with fish. Take a look in Kufay and Gimel. Just like it says in Kufay and Gimel, you can't have meat with fish because of sakana, so too you can't have milk with fish. That's what he means by saying, take a look. That's the Prima Gaurav suggestion. Again, Amasha Kosov is Yosef, Kemosha, quote, Kemosha Kosov, Orochaim, Kufay and Gimel, close quote, right? Hainu diye sakana lecho dogim bosom, and it's Rosh, who are they in the chalav and dogim? Over there it says you can't have it. So same thing with milk, okay? And therefore, be actually zor shalol of ashal cholam dugan chamir zakata nizura. Okay, we'll come back to that. It's more earlier chulin lafiyud. It says chamir zakata nizura. They're more concerned about danger, even about an issur. So the program explains that shita. Okay, and the Yisif Seidas is comment on the Shach. It's important. Hey, he says, just look what I wrote on the Taz. The name of the Knesset Agdola that bechol of yesh zakana and rechem eshul and the nikla ein zakana and the yesh deos to besakana filo shishim omahani. Right? That's an interesting question we'll touch on a little bit. Does Shishim works for Bittul Isser? Does that work for Sakana also?
Well, let's say salt. If you eat 4 grams of salt, you can die from that.
Right.
1 gram of salt, you won't.
Right.
You eat salt every day.
Right. Yeah, but you can look at it the other way. You could say, you know, I'm telling right now there's some poison in here, but it's only a little bit, you know, it's only a drop of poison. Would you eat it? That's it. Maybe you would. Maybe certain things do have. Sure. Right. Too much of it. So that's a discussion, actually, in post. The Pisrei Tshuva here by us, okay, in here in Sin Pesach, it's a cotton test, so it's fine. He writes, Ein Behetim, Ein Bechus, Chenech Beishel, Six, and such, we kind of develop, the Osser Lecho, Bechol, Mishum de Chwai, why did he say it? Mishum de Chokar, Eitzel Chachme Harofen. This writer that the Pesach Chu was quoting spoke to the doctors. Okay. Now he said, but only certain types of the Dogim Mitudavka, Dogim Amitugonim, Im Chema Mutter Lecho. Okay, fish that's fried with butter or you know milk as a liquid. That's mutalav dogam u'shalav chal yeshbo sakonas choli. Okay, there is some. Apparently, whoever it is confirmed with the doctors at that time. We can assume. I mean, this is a big discussion, but I have no problem assuming that the Chazal operated with the best medical knowledge was available to them at that time. Today we know it doesn't do that. All right. So, but the you only have to worry about the medical knowledge of that time. Yes, apparently this, Mary's quoting here, she was quoting the Chenech Beis Yehuda, is saying, he spoke with doctors, and doctors told him, yeah, with certain types of fish, with certain types of deer, it's not going to sound sakana. Okay. Yeah.
So it would actually be sakana, it's not just like when you get a stomach ache?
Well, he says, however far you take that, okay, it doesn't mean you're gonna die, but okay, sakana's cold, you know, I mean, speaking about, I mean, it's right now with COVID, you know, yeah, the people getting COVID, they're not that sick, that's your opinion, their opinion, guys, doesn't feel well for a week, you know, it's true, it's not kind of, thank God, dangerous like it was a year and a half ago, you know, it's like sometimes a doctor, oh, this surgical procedure is nothing, you know. Yeah, for him, it's nothing. After he's finished, he goes home. You're in the hospital for a week. Right? So, you know, it's relative, obviously. Okay, anyway. So that's what he says. The gamach. He says, the dogim mekarimo, the gamach cholav rao, mazik legul. Sometimes, look, milk was sometimes dangerous in general. You know, there was, you know, today it's what they call pasteurized and so on and so forth. That's one of the. Milk, people that drink milk so much. You got to be careful with milk. It was. And even now, people are, what do you call it, lactose intolerance. They're all right. Okay, anyway, that's what they were concerned about. On the other hand, he quotes a Chuvas Chaim Sofer. I printed it later. And the source I might have. He says, Chaim Sofer is, I have it later, it's source 21. He says, Chaim Sofer, Pesach Chuvas quotes Chaim Sofer, and he says, I am Chuvas Chaim Sofer, your cousin, does that, you know, it's not true. And he said, I also spoke to a doctor. You know who it was? The Rambam. Okay, and the Rambam was also a doctor, and he didn't bring up any of these problems. The Rambam knew about medicine also. He says, So we said the Rambam doesn't quote it. Again, that's several centuries earlier. I understand objection.
Does it quote Rishon
Torah
or does it quote his books on
medicine? I doubt that Chassam Sofer was thoroughly familiar with the Rambam's works on medicine. But he would have quoted the Mishnah Torah if it was a Sakana. Right? Presumably, you just say, wait, but presumably. Well, he has a whole section about Sakana. He does. You know, so in Hilchos Rotzeach, you know, Hilchos Rotzeach is called Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiris Nefesh. That's the first, the full title of Hilchos Rotzeach. So at the end, he has a din that the Perkut Aleph and Perkut Beis, I think I forgot again, but those are things that are dangerous, which sometimes are the Gemara. Now, it's a question of whether we today would consider those things to be dangerous or not, but one of the things, for example, it says don't put coins in your mouth. When we were little kids, our parents also told us not to put money in your mouth because it's handled by lots of people. You know, all right, anyway. So that's what he says. And the Prima Gadam also quotes from the Kazelei quotes, because Chuba quotes we mentioned before. Okay. And he says the Masha Daita Dafim Khalab Dafka Khatilishes are but the Ebed Dachan Asur, be careful. And he also quotes Rabbeinu Bachya. Okay. B'shem Habachai, Rabbeinu Bachya. Rabbeinu Bachya is one of the important commentaries on the Chumash. Actually, I just noticed yesterday that the Mikros Gedolos now, that the art school just put the new edition, the Prince of Benabachia, okay, in the Mikros Gedolos. He's a Talmud Rosh Bo, he's one of Rishonim. I mean, you know, a very important commentary. My son, Yaakov, as we know, happens to be working on Rabbeinu Bachya, that's his, call for his PhD, for Rebel, whatever. So he's working on the Rabbeinu Bachya, who he feels is sort of unsung. And he says, you know, I once asked him, why do you think Rabbeinu Bachya is not in there? It's too long. It's simply Rabbeinu Bachya is sometimes very long, longer than the Rabban even, you know. So they just didn't put him in. Now art school has put him in. Anyway, but the, you know, it was held in very high esteem. I think the Rabbeinu Chassam Sofer himself would learn every Friday, Chumash with the Rabbeinu Bachya. Anyway, so the Eish Sakana Gemura, the dog in Greenham. He also writes there's a Sakana with fish and cheese, Wadin Cholov. Okay, and therefore he says, even with the Abbey, you shouldn't do it. But the fish was something butter. Well, anyway, at the end of the day, the Piscator writes, nearly the Aidna Shakola, Olam of Ashen Gam, Cholov Shari, they came to the Lashmar Rabbah. You know, it's accepted, so therefore it's okay. All right, we're going to come back to that Be'ez Hashem on Sunday, this issue. But this whole objection, okay, it is that the printing error, you know, in the Beis Yosef, right? They didn't mean to say dogim in cholov is a problem. They meant to say dogim in basar. So now let's put the brakes on that for a second. What do you mean? That seems to be the given. Right? The given is a dogim in basar, that's a problem. Okay, the dogim in cholov, this was a printing mistake or it wasn't a printing mistake, different types of dairy and whatever else. But one second, where do you get the dogim in basar is a problem? It said at the beginning of the year, the Mishnah we saw yesterday in the beginning of Par Kalabosa says, Kalabosa is except for Dogim, Dogim and Chagovim. And the whole discussion we had, well, Oaf, the Raisa, the Rabbana, not at all. Right, the Bekiri was Aglida, maybe that the third Shita, or the Achaya, the Ram, the Seer, the Ram, talking about Achaya and Oaf. Nobody seems to say Dogim and Chalav is a problem. In other words, even I'm asking, in other words, this whole, these first couple of stories, the Shach and the Taz, they're only fighting about the fact that you shouldn't say that dogim and cholov is a problem. Dogim and cholov is not a problem. Meant to say dogim and basar, that's the language of the Darkei Moshe, the Taz quote. Shenis arid la beisosef kan basar cholov, a pun, right? It's arid, basar cholov, meant to say basar, not cholov. What do you mean, man? Where does that come from? Why is that any more obvious? You know, is it so obvious that the dogim and basar is a problem? Where does that come from? Right? That's certainly not from that mission, cholov basar. So there, we have to look at source 6, is a sugyan psachim, daf ayin vav umvei. You hear my point, right? So, you know, who says dogim and basar? That apparently is partial. That nobody fights about. The only argument that you mean to say cholov was that a printing mistake, not a printing mistake, but the dogim and basar, where's that come from? So there's a sugyan psachim, daf ayin vav umvei, 6. Hahi biniso, which Rashi in 7 says, biniso is dog, a type of fish, okay? It's a type of fish. The itva is roasted, tzli, okay, which was roasted bahade bisa together with meat. Asra rava mi parzika la michal bakutcha. Rava from parzika prohibited it. Itva bahade bisa rasha is betano rechad. It was cooked in the oven at the same time. It's cooking a piece of fish, it's cooking a piece of binisa fish, it was cooking a piece of fish, it was cooking some meat at the same time, in the same oven at the same time. Okay, so rava mi parzika, okay, said you're not allowed to eat this fish with kutach. Kutach is a food that had a milchige food that had that was basically like pieces of bread mixed with the yogurt with some type of a, I don't know what you call it today, but some type of a today also you get all these fancy ingredients. Yeah, that type of thing, right? You get yogurt and mix it. I'm not like yogurt personally, but I was just at a bar mitzvah a couple weeks ago and I had the boy late in the morning, whatever it was, and it was Chalmat Sukkis, and I had a yogurt bar, I think, like, you know, all types of yogurt. You can mix in all kinds of different things. Okay, it wasn't interesting. I don't like yogurt. I went for the pancakes, but so that they had this dish with breadcrumbs and this and that, and it was, but for sure it was milchix, right? In fact, sometimes you'll see the expression in Chazal when they want to say a shaila is no shaila, it's pashut kebeya bekutcho. The other expression kebeya is an egg. Like you can, someone asks, can you have an egg together with this milk? Well, of course you can. It's an obvious shaila. So sometimes when they want to say that something is obvious, you'll see Chazal use that expression, like an egg with a kutra. Anyway, so Rabbi Parzika said, don't eat this fish. The fish itself is bar, but it was cooked in an oven together with flesh. Okay, you can't eat it with milk. It doesn't say you have to wait 6 hours after eating that fish before you can, but don't eat it together with this kutra. Don't put that into the mix. Okay? Rashi says, because kutcha is yesh b'cho. Why? Mishum de kasava recha milsei. We're going to come back to that sugya. But recha, what happened? The fish and the meat didn't necessarily touch in the oven, but it was in the same enclosed area. So the vapor is the reyach that it comes from the meat is absorbed by the fish and vice versa. Okay, right? In other words, that's the concern. It's called recha milsei. Recha milsei. The reyach counts. Okay, it's a type, it's a tarobus through the smell, the vapors, you know, the odor that is picked up. Okay, good. All right, that's Rabban Parzika. Comes Mar Baravashi, continue to say, Mar Baravashi, Amar, Afilo b'milcha nami asur. Never mind not eating that fish together with milk eggs because it has absorbed the flashing of flavor. It's Tom, okay, it's like Tom Kiker, but it's not Tom, it's from the Reyach. But okay, we're equating that for the moment. And as I said, we'll come back to this again later. But the fish was cooked together with flesh in the same. I don't know, let's assume nothing was covered, it absorbed flavor, right? Nothing dripped, it just went Reyach. That's a sugi Reyach milsa. Anyway, but that's Rabbi Parzika, because don't eat that fish together with milk. Good. But Barbara Rashi says, afilu b'milcha, don't even eat it with salt, meaning don't eat it at all. Never mind eating that piece of fish with milchis. You shouldn't eat that piece of fish at all. A milcha means salt, but it means like, you know, with nothing. Okay? Milcha, I feel milcha nami asura. Why? What's the problem? Basically saying the fish has become non-kosher. Why? Mishum dekasha lerecha uladavar acher. Because it's unhealthy. Okay? It's recha means, you know, here recha means like it'll affect your breath or something. Okay, and davar acher, something else. Davar acher, Rashi says, is tzaras. They don't want to use the word. You ever hear people, even nowadays, they don't want to say cancer. You ever hear that expression? You have yena machla, you know. Yena machla means that.
What is this anecdotal? What are anybody actually saying?
Oh, yeah, okay, older people, and even older people than me, okay, say, they don't want to refer to cancer. Say, oh, she has, nebuch yena machla. Yena means that one, that machla. You don't want to say it, you know, so it's horror, whatever their concern is, all right? So, but there are still people who, but that's what this means. So the Gemara calls it davar acher. So we sometimes find that davar acher doesn't always mean saras, and different sugyas, because I sometimes didn't want to say something negative, so they said davar acher, yeah.
Doesn't call it saras, or just...
That's a good question. Probably not, because we assume halachic saras is not a physical disease, it's a spiritual disease. It means, you know, some type of that, like a skin ailment or whatever it is. Okay?
I mean, is that a sakana? I understand why a person wouldn't want saras, but.
Yeah, it's enough of a sakana. I mean, again, you know, there are, by the way, it's been shown also that certain types of foods do cause psoriasis and other types of skin things. So, you know, we know. Okay, again, how far it is, I don't know, but it's some kind of danger you don't want. It doesn't mean they're going to die from it, but it's uncomfortable. It's a type of illness and so on. But be that as it may, the Gemara is saying the fish that is absorbed, the meat flavor, forget about eating it with milk. That's upgrade. Of course you can't do that. But that fish, throw it out. Why? Because it absorbed the fleshy flavor. Okay? That's what emerges. That's what I'm saying. Take a look in Eid. Rabbeinu Chanana on the page in Sakhal and Rambe. He says, Mar Rav Asher Asher Lacha Filu B'Melach Mishum D'Savar. Okay, the dog Ubasar L'Isbashal Yachdah Uleachal Kosher L'Recha. Okay, now that may mean breath, or we'll see later, or may mean because of Recha Milsa. Okay, Dover Acha Pirish Nega Saras. Okay, he says some type of physical affliction. Okay, and Hani Kulu Kirav Hilcha Kirav Avdina. Now, this whole thing is predicated, so Machlokas Rav and Levi, that's the sugya over there. The whole thing is predicated on the fact that the meat being cooked in the same time, in the same oven with the fish, will impact the fish. That's Recha Milsa. Levi denies the whole idea. He says, no, they're not touching, nothing dripped. So Recha, with this vapor, they disappear. And we'll see, you know, maybe it depends how big the oven is, you know, and so on. But anyway, that's the sugya over there. But you see from that sugya that there is some danger in meat with fish. That's clear. Because according to Mar Bar Avashi, you shouldn't eat that piece of fish. Forget about eating it with milk because it absorbed the meat flavor. You shouldn't eat it at all. When it says it's salt, it means not at all, right? The tzlach, on that Gemara Pesachim, I quote here in source 9, Tzlach says, "Va'afal gav dekaim etanar kavasera." He says, "Hilchasa kavasera deLevi." Okay, he says the halacha is like Levi. The Recha is lav also. The kamle Rava b'shitza deLevi. Okay, Rava is saying, leave out Rava now. But after Mar Bar Rav Ashi, the sof hasugya oser, ha'ine demar b'davar sakana v'chamir sakanta meisur. The Tzlach is saying, even if you're pasking like Levi, that Recha Lav Milsa, okay? Recha Lav Milsa is a din in Yoredeya, is a din in Hilchos Issa V'Heter, okay? So there, for Issa V'Heter purpose, we might say Recha Lav Milsa. When it comes to Sakana, we're not going to say, who says it's the same rule? You know the point? Okay, it's not, it may not be the same thing. That may be a din in is it? He's saying it's a din in Halacha, you know, okay, so in Halacha, Recha Lav Milsa, we're going to say that the fish doesn't become fleshing for Halachic purposes. But maybe Recha is enough Milsa in the realm of the world of Sakana. Yeah.
If the flesh is there enough to cause a coli, would we call it Nicker and therefore not
Chole? I don't think so. I don't think so. Because that's what I'm saying. What the Tzlach seems to be saying is that is the two different worlds. Okay? There's two different worlds.
But why isn't it called Nicker?
It's perceptible enough. It's perceptible enough. For maybe for Sakana purposes, it doesn't have to be that perceptible. It doesn't have to be that.
Oh, right. Sakana's based on Metzias. Metzias people used to get sick, like clearly.
Right, but again, something could be only a tinge of a problem. Let's say, for example, I mean, even looking at this today, and it's okay to me personally, because I happen to be allergic to fish. Okay, an allergy, you know, even a tiny drop may cause a person to have a reaction. Okay, where it wouldn't, where we, I mean, Lamashal, I mean, this discussion, I think certain types of salad dressings have fish derivatives, maybe some Thousand Island dressing, some type of a Worcestershire sauce, other things have, you know, fish derivatives. So that, it happens to be, you know, that, and so this question, you know, I think they even put on some OU fish or something like that, you've seen it, but really, it seems it's such a minute amount that it's okay to have it with meat, at least some of them. Okay, but an allergy could be a tiny drop. I mean, the people have peanut allergies. I know somebody, you know. I mean, I know Nebuch, somebody. I mean, he passed away since also, but his wife went into a coma and died ultimately. Listen, she was allergic to sesame seeds. Okay, and she was also very careful not to eat sesame seeds. She was out of chasana, and you know, sometimes they'll put on they pass around these plates where. So they'll put on pastrami, you know, it's not like little seeds on the top, it gives it spice or whatever it may be. And she, of course, didn't eat that. But it turns out that they had been on the same plate, and they washed it off, but you know, then they brought out whatever, Frank and Mike's on it or something else. And she had, but there was one sesame seed, and then put her into a she died. So, you know, people have these very, very severe allergies. I'm allergic to fish. As far as I know, it's not that severe. First of all, with me, certainly it's not airborne. I can be at the table when other people are eating fish. I just can't eat it myself. I mean, I developed the allergy as an adult, so you know, I didn't, when I was your age, I didn't have the allergy. But you know, so there are differences. That's all I'm saying. So that's what the what he's getting at. What I think the Tzlach is getting at, and that's his language. Chamir sakant misura. So the Ravashi, Mar Ravashi, and the Sugi is saying, okay, it may not be halachically a problem, but the all right, the Mordechai and Chulin, and Magos Mordechai and Perkol Abosar. It's Remez Tavshin Memtes, so it's 10. It's page Yud Aleph and Aleph on the pages of the Mordechai. I'm going to look it up. He says, oh, he refers here in Chulin to the Gemara Pshachim. And he brings up the issue of Recha Milsa and so on. And Mar Baravashi, okay, Omar Afilu B'milcha Namilo De Kosha L'Reya Chapeh. Because apparently it's bad for bad breath or whatever, it's, which is unpleasant or uncomfortable. Ulu Dabar Adar. And he says that Dagu Basel, it's Basel Yachad, it's no good for Recha Pen Saras. That's probably referring to Chanan, I'm not sure. Okay. And he says, "V'nira li hedjot the mikan nizhar in Ashkenaz with tzorfas lechol dog u'bosses ze'achar ze' below kinuach." Okay, umiu mashma the ain sakana kim derek bishul echol yachad. You know this. That people have gefilte fish Friday night, which I said I'm allergic to fish. I happen to like fish, but what can I do? You know, so I always love gefilte fish at the Shabbos Suda. Matter of fact, I had multiple pieces. And when I was here in YU, I don't know, you guys, what do you have for lunch most of the time? Tuna sandwich, no? A lot of times I would eat tuna. So I ate a lot of fish. My father, Chon Baruch, told me when I developed this allergy, I was maybe 30 or something. So he said that the Kadosh Baruch Hu allots every person X number of pieces of fish he can eat his lifetime. And I used mine up by the time I hit 30. That was it. So I can't eat anymore. But anyway, but Friday night people have fish. And then very often, they'll have a schnapps or something like that, right? They'll make a separation of a separate fork, and I'll drink something, or eat a piece of challah in between, or something, you know. Not. So that's what the Mordechai already is mentioning, right? Nogan Nizhar and Bashan and Sarah, Lechot Dago Bosa, Zechar Zebelo Kinua. And Meminik already, the days that Mordechai is quoting, that in Ashkenaz and Tzorfas, that people would eat fish and meat one after the other, but only with some kind of kinuach, washing it out, you know, washing out the mouth or something like that. But he says, really, the mashmos of the Gemara is, dein sakana kim derek bishol echla yachad. The real, let's remember, the case in the Gemara Pesachim was, hai binisa, the itra, it was roasted together, cooked together in the same oven. That's not the same thing as having a piece of gefilte fish and then right away having a piece of steak or something. But okay, and Derek Bishol, I'd eat them together. That was the concern. But okay, the Rambam has noted Paraktes here in Hilchos Basar Chalav. Hilchos Basar Chalav says Paraktes Lachachom Gimel. He writes 11. The dogim should slime im habasar asur laachon b'chalav. Okay, meat which was cooked, fish which was cooked together with meat, you can't eat them with chalav. Okay, and but he said, and by the way, he said, notice like some somebody said nothing about fish. You would have expected him at this point, maybe to say something about fish. I'm sorry, nothing about fish with milk, right? He doesn't mention, he only says, basar. Okay. You know, he says that it's, you know, that's perhaps the right. But anyway, but bottom line, in terms of our discussion, he's saying openly that, dogim shazon also lochem chalav, ka'ara sha'achlo ba basar, ubisu wa dogim also muta lochem bakuta. He said, you have just a plate that was used, a fleshiger plate, and I had fish on that plate, that you can eat with milchigs. They won't go that far. Okay, you're not worried about it. Anyway, that's the Rambam. The tour in, you mentioned before I get to the tour, just introduce it. Okay, so these things, again, it doesn't even come up in our Shulchan Aruch. I only bring this sugya up because the Taz and Shach both bring it here in Simchei Zayin. Okay, and it related to the mission we saw yesterday. But there is a siman a little bit later in Yoredeya, some Kuf Tezayin, here in Yoredeya, that has things which are Dvarim Asur Mishum Sakana. There's a whole list of things that are Asur Mishum. For example, the famous Mayim Megulim, right? Water that was left out overnight. You know what I'm talking about, right? Water that was left uncovered overnight. There was a concern. You know what the concern was? That a snake would come and, you know, drink from it, and therefore deposit some of his venom in it. You know, it's assumed today that that things don't do that. They don't insert their venom into something. It doesn't happen. Okay. You know, but people are mocked with it. The Gaon is mocked with it. These kinds of things are mentioned. So in the tour, in Yoredeya, in Kuf Tes Zayin, it says as well, B'tzarech li'zor, among all the things, B'tzarech li'zor shelo lechol basar v'dag b'yachad. It mentions, don't eat meat and fish together, shekosh l'tzaraz. And v'yeish machmirin, some people are machmir, writes the tour, li'yachel le'dogim kelim levad. I've separate utensils. In most homes, even today, they have a separate fork for the fish. No, you have something. They have a separate fork for the fish. That's where it comes from. But don't you have a rosai a rugged lirchot yadav ben basal though? He would wash his hands. By a shore paspiayan, he would dip a piece of challah, a piece of bread into the wine. By ochlo ben time, could he lirchot spiv to clean out his mouth a little bit? So they took it seriously. The Ramah on that tour in the Darkei Moshe in Yerodeis and Kuf Tezayim, and those Gimli quotes the Mordechai that we just saw. Okay, and he says it's true. Yeah.
Interesting. I think that the Torah talks about kinoch adacha. He says that there's some people do to soak the pas in water,
right.
And that will count.
That counts for both, right? Right.
And he says better to do that separately.
Right.
I guess here's
not as well.
Kinoch,
right. So therefore, he did it just to lechutz pi. Yeah. We'll get to that too. I'm waiting. The Darkei Moshe writes, and I was going to quote, so Mordechai says, Mashmash ain't a car was like a rat of Vashel Yachad. Avalechos Echaz Ebelokinu Achlo. Nobody says you can't, that's the point. But he quotes others, he says, and that's why he says, but the evidence, Mutter, it's not a sakon unless it's Derek Bishol. And ultimately, in Oz Dalet, in 13, the Darkei Moshe quotes the Shari Dura, Lo Ra'isi Afilu Prushim Utsnur Nogimbo. Nogimbo, even the Frumin, the Machmirin, even the Bnei Torah, the Machmirin, Tznuim, they don't wash their hands in between. Like you're saying, they weren't as Machmid on this, even among the Frumins. How do we pass? Because you look in the Shulchan Aruch, they're in some Kuf Tezayin, again, later in our day, in Kuf Tezayin. The Mechaber writes, it's a base, Tzorach Lizar Shalalechol Boso Dog Biachad, that's a din, Mishakoshal Tzoraz. There are more rights, Chain ain't lit slos mosum dog, even if they don't eat it, don't cook them together in the same oven, Mishum Recha. Mubid the Evid ain't a oser. Okay, but the Evid is not. Now, in Siv Gimel, you write, Yerchot Tzioto, Bain Boso Dog, it's just possible to wash your hands, okay, and to eat some kind of bread dipped in liquid in the meantime, Kelichot Piv. But there are more rights, Vyesh Omum de Ain Lochos, is there Rakash Mishbashlam Yachab Ochon. Some say again, only if it was cooked together. Abul Ochlan Zechazah ain't lachos. That was Agos Mordechai that was above in Chum. V'chein Nogin Shalolirchot Zapeh V'loy Adayim Beinayim. Our meaning is not to wash your mouth out. They say some people Friday night will have a glass of schnapps or something like that. And those who like schnapps. But after the gefiltefish, before the meat, before the soup, they'll have some, The Kol Mokri Yishlachot Dov Beinayim. Listos, Tavi Kinuach V'adol. Exactly what you said. So Ramo mentioned. That counts as kinuach v'hadocha, both. Okay. The Shach, it's forgotten Aleph, that Natsim, Kuf Tezayim, says, again, he quotes the Darkei Moshe, that it's only a problem with it's cooked together, but the evidence mutter, because only it's sakana derek bishul. But he does write, he names smuchim, but if they were next to each other, shashumon zov me'echel l'chameru, but some of the gravy, or the liquid, or the fat, flows from one to the other, then it's from off the other, then it's a real problem. And he quotes others, the Marshal, Marshal says, Mutter litzos dogim bosom betanar echra v'chadchila, ve'ein bo mishum recha milsa l'in sakona. He says the other extreme. Okay, the Marshal says, there's no problem. Okay, l'maisa. He says, recha milsa, the other one, he says, recha milsa, that's in the world only of Yoredeya, okay? And Recha Milsa does not apply to this and that. Therefore, he said it's mutter. Before we quoted, who was it? The Tzlach, okay? Said Chamira Sakata Misur. Even though we paskin Recha Lav Milsa, that's what he said back in Source 9. No, but even though we paskin Recha Lav Milsa, but maybe for here we'll be more mahu. The Shach here quotes the Marshal the other way. And he says, no, the whole concept of the Recha Milsa absorbed flavor, that's a din in Yoredeya. That's a din in Isavahatr. But there's no, but he says, Ein bo mishum Recha Milsa in Sakana. Okay, it's only if they're mamish touching, if they're roasted together, means it's so close that there's some other absorption. Okay, and he quotes the Be'er Sheva, and he disagrees with this Marshal. Marshal is make the bottom line. And Marshal says that Recha Milsa does not transfer from the world of Isavahatr to the world of Sakana. So he says, that's what he says. But he quotes the Be'er Sheva, disagrees, and he says, he paskins, I feel with the Eved, we're worried about Recha Milsa when it comes to food, because again, Chamir Sakata Misur. So in 1670, I printed the two Achronim in question. The Yamshul Shlomo, the Marshal is in the Yamshul Shlomo Kulin, Parag Zayin, Oz Tezvav, 16. And he says the whole problem, for example, he says, dafka b'tanur katan. It's only if it's in a small oven, a small space, and they're mamish next to each other. Av b'tanur gadol, everybody's giant oven, ain't lahakpid, no problem. Okay? And he said, nira li demutal chatchila, all right, because he said the only problem is when they cook together. And he says, reicha mater, with reach, it's ancient, there's no sakana. Okay, but leka lemitzah shem yachanu chadol matzina chumus alav pas arachem chadol. We don't have to make it zero. Maybe if you're allowed to eat this fish at all, that's, he proposes a different thing. Maybe you're not allowed to eat this fish. If you let a person eat this fish, he'll come to eat it with milk. No, we don't have that concern. Which we do have that concern by pas. We'll see the very end of Milchus Bosu Chol. Bread, milky bread or fleshy bread. Bread is baked in the oven at the same time as fleshy, so you can't eat it with milk. Milky bread. You know about milky bread? Sometimes people make milky bread. You're not allowed to have milky bread at all, unless it's some type of cinnamon. It's milky bread. It says that it's milky bread. Okay, you shouldn't even eat it by yourself, because you may end it, because bread is eaten with every meal, at least in those days it was. Today, I mentioned people don't eat bread so much anymore, because it's one of the things the Jews don't like to do is wash. Right? I don't want to wash. If we go to a wedding, I'm not going to wash. Right? But it's a funny thing, but that's the way it is. Right? Everyone figures, no one wants to wash on the bench. You know? All right, anyway, I mean, I mentioned many times, the Lichtensteins and Al-Racha always washed. I imagine we won't see this amazing. But why should I deprive myself of a mitzvah, a say, to a rice, to bench? I'm not paternalist, of course I'll wash. Okay, that was him. The rest of us, you know, right? I mean, who do you want to wash? I'm not going to wash. Just to make separate bracha, huh? I know, right, exactly. You mentioned it. Because mentioned a minute and a half. Exactly. Right. What would you say? There are three things Jews like to do, right? They like to wash. I like to say tachanun, right? I don't like to be fleshy. I don't know. I'm not going to say I'll be fleshy. So what? Well, you never know. They may have ice cream later. You know? So, they have people that are not going to be fleshy. It's a strange thing. But anyway, so. All right. Anyhow, but that's the Amshul Soma. So he's Mekel Chatchila on this thing. He's not worried about Exer. The Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva is also. Then it's not really touching. Then it's a bigger problem. Yeah.
The actual.
Or splattering or gravy. Yeah. I think so. Okay. Now then I printed in 17 the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva is a sefer written by early Achron of Yisachar Be'er Eilenberg. And the bottom of his name is Yisachar Be'er Eilenberg. Be'er Sheva is on the regular edition of the Be'er Sheva. It's on some mesichtas. Horius is one of the mesichtas. It's Kedush on the back and Shalos HaTshuvos. I'm sure there's not probably a better edition than the one I have at home, but it's available. So the Be'er Sheva and its Tshuvos. The question?
What was the saying? Is this Sheva? Is that Rosh Hashanah?
I think so. I think Yisachar Be'er. Yeah. I have to look it up. Dumb, I don't remember. But anyway, so the Be'er Sheva and Siman Lamed Hey. Quotes this Marshan, says, Al Tita Bidwara. It's not true, okay? It's a Tal's Gomor and so on and so forth. And he says the other extreme. He says it's even B'dyevet, it's also. The Marshan says, you know, Chatkil, it's Mutter, and B'dyevet, it's also. That comes out, the Maisa, the three Shitas, okay? The Dark Emosha, the Ramoah, says that Chatkil, it's also to cook them together, but B'dyevet, it's Mutter to eat if it was. The Marshan says, even Chatkil, can do it. And the Be'er Sheva says even B'dyevet, you can't do it, even B'dyevet it's also. So the different shitas in the poskim on this. I just referred to this before, so I'm just pointing out the Taz, it's a cotton base, and that's Simon Kuf Taz Zion. That's where he says, he discusses, I just threw it in here because in that Simon Kuf Taz Zion of Dvar Masurim, Mishum Sakana. So the Taz there says, just a moment. The Taz there says the Chamir Sakanta Mesur, that's again a Gemara Chol Daf Yud. So he says the Shishim doesn't work. He says the Shishim will not work when dealing with something dangerous. Okay. He's talking about water which was exposed and so on and so forth. And he writes toward the end of Sukkot and Beis, Mashma Delo Mahani Shishim, the Chamir Sakanta Mesur. Okay, that the Shishim is, again, you don't transfer Shishim from the world of Bittul in halacha and you're at bay to the world of danger. Okay, a little bit of poison, you know, it's also no good. On the other hand, there are things that in greater quantity, even what we call it, what's the thing that the women have? Botox. Okay, Botox is botulism. It is Baptism can kill you. You know, a spoonful of baptism can kill 100 people, I think. It's very, very toxic. Okay, but you know, it's spoiled, spoiled foods, you know.
It's
not a bacteria. If you see a can that's puffed up,
I think it's
stay away from it. Yeah.
It causes paralysis.
Yeah. And it can kill you. And not just paralysis, but paralysis of the system.
Yeah.
It can kill you, yeah. So that's why Botox, limited amount of Botox paralyzes the skin. Whatever. I mean, whatever, I don't know much about it, but you know, that's a thing that people have, that Botox to prevent their skin from sagging or whatever else. So I guess, I'm assuming that in Hollywood it's popular. But that's a little bit. I mean, look, every vaccine that you're injecting into your system, that's a little different because there it's the purpose of building up. You put in enough that it doesn't hurt you, but it's enough that it'll build up antibodies. Right? That's the theory behind vaccines. You know, okay, well, we're on the national subject of vaccines. Anyhow, but that's a Tazis Chamer Sakat and Yisura. And again, he talks about, now, whether these things all, by the way, the Shach, the Kudus HaKesef disagrees, okay? You know, he thinks that Shisham is, he says, Lo Mistaber Klal HaKalek Menisul HaSakata. And like you're saying, he hasn't mentioned about it being Nikar, but he says the same rules. If it's such a little amount that it won't impact Kalach, then it won't impact physically either. Yeah.
You know, like, does it impact? The Matthias is even higher.
Right, right.
So he doesn't, you can't say, if it doesn't impact Kalach, it doesn't impact Matthias.
Right, but again, the Shach kind of alludes that, because in Kudus HaKesef he said that the snake might be different because some things are more toxic, and he doesn't say what it works, but that's what he means. So the answer may really depend upon the what you're talking about, you know. But again, Poskim tried to line everything up, right? So he says Chamir, again, that's a Gemara, Chamir Sakat Misur. So the Gemara says, you know, Chamir Sakat Misur, therefore the Taz says Shishim doesn't work, and the Shach says that we can assume Shishim does work, unless you know that it does certain types of things that are very, very, even the smallest amount can cause a lot of danger. That's a different story. Okay, so just to finish up, interesting, but just to, you know, yeah, the so the Shlomo Kluger in his Tshuva, chapter 20, Tshuva Salaf Chal Shlomo. Shlomo Kluger has a few different collections of tshuvas. One is called the Elav HaKal Shlomo, which has 1,000 tshuvas. Most are pretty short. These are short tshuvas. So in the tshuvas, Elav HaKal Shlomo, Chilek Herdes, and Kuf Lamed Zayin, he writes, Ma Shesho Bedogim, O Beshum, Sheesh Bo Chashash, Shem Nisar, Bo Brum, Shal Bosa, Mahari Samach, Hina Hadogim, Asur Mitam, Shal Kanta, Lo Mahari Samach. See, Paskins, the Shishim doesn't help. Okay. It's interesting, the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva that I alluded to before, Chilek Herdeya, Sim Kuf Aleph, okay, he says the Marshal, you know, quotes the Rambam, and the Rambam was not worried about the milk. He says, Dehu Barov, Vikiyuso, Vitivius, Urufus, Yod, Varecho, Enam Mazik. The Rambam seemed to say, the Rambam said, you can't eat it when it's cooked together, but, you know, maybe Shmamina, Dehu Barov, second, with his great knowledge of nature and of medicine and so on and so forth, concluded that just reich alone is not a problem. And the Gemara was talking only when it was roasted together. And that's why the Rambam said in Parak Tes, Halacha Chav Gimel 11, the only concern of Dogim should slaw him habosa. It was roasted, mamish together with it. But it was just cooked in an oven, something like that. He's not worried about it. He said it doesn't do it. All right? The only thing is that the wonder why the Rambam didn't bring, you know, okay, so it's just a Hayla Rambam Habi Al Kaponim the Osir Litzlos Dogim and Bosir Mamish. Okay, he should say that it was Osir to do it, right? He just says that it's Osir Ocham B'Cholah, but why are we worried about the Sakona? I'll go back to explain it. The Rambam in Machosos Parakas Al Chacham Gimel seemed to only be concerned about the halacha concern. Right, the Rambam wrote, "Dogim shasayim abasar asal lachem b'chol." It's a basar b'chol question, right? This fish absorbs the flavor of the meat, so therefore, it's you're not allowed to eat it with milk, right? And then with the kutah, the original statement in Gemara, "Dogim shasayim abasar asal lachem b'chol." The Rambam didn't say a word. First of all, he didn't say a word about with the, you know, with the fish and milk. We also didn't really say a word about there being a sakana. You want to argue, okay, it was only two halachas. That's what you were saying before, but you would still expect. That's what some someone. Havalei laharama lahavi akav. One of the also litzlos talking about sabana shouldn't even do it. Now he says if it was cooked together, was roasted together. Okay, so also lachon b'chalav. Again, that's a yoredei issue. That's a muslim chalav question, right? But he doesn't say that you shouldn't do it because of any sakana. So that's a some sort of it. Apparently, with his bikias, it's not the minute. He wasn't worried. Recha, while it may cause a halachic problem, it gets not transferred over to the world of danger. Rather, Rambam knew that medically, medical knowledge. Right? That's what appears. But still, he said you shouldn't do it. You know, but again, like you said, to the tzif question, you should have said we shouldn't do it and so on. Anyway, he says, because the Gemara does say it. In other words, what about the fact, some stuff is driving at, what about the Gemara does say it? The Gemara mentions both things. First, Rabban Parzika says he can't include it, he can't eat it with milk. Okay, that's again, that's a Basal Chalak question. It's a Hatham issue. But my Ravashi then said, Afilu B'milcha Nami, says, why did Rabban disregard that? That's the question. So he answered because he knew what the Gemara said. So how's he going to explain the Gemara? Right. So again, you could say, as I said before, medical knowledge was different in the days of the Rambam than in the days of the Gemara. Right? I mean, it's okay, by the time of the Rambam, the medical knowledge advanced somewhat. Or, says the Chassam Sofer, maybe the Rambam held, notice that the Gemara didn't say all fish, it mentioned a particular type of fish, binisa. Right? Hahi binisa, deitve bahade bisa, and so on. That's the case in the Gemara. Binisa is a type of fish. Doesn't mean all fish. So some sophists yes, and maybe the Rambam learned that the Gemara was told that particular type of fish has certain properties. Like that particular diminisu dagya dua shenikra kain. Behusha also lechem bosim mishum sakanta. Below dagam acherim. Okay. But also binisa in a motzvena. We don't have it anymore. We don't even know what that fish is. It's not around. So we're not going to ask the all fish. It's because that and mishum hachi yishmita Rambam. So that's an interesting terrence. Right, maybe the Gemara meant only that particular type of fish. You can't have it if it's cooked with meat because there it's a danger. But who says that applies to all types of fish? I have to be honest. I mentioned I'm allergic to fish. I don't. Maybe I only am allergic to only certain types of fish. I don't know. I haven't tried all types of fish. I'm not going to. Okay, so it could be that some types of fish wouldn't bother. I don't know. But that's what the Rambam says. But he finds that a little bit dochuk. You know, he also mentions the topic of nishtanu hatvayim, right? That sometimes nature changes, medicine changes. Okay, certain things which were once dangerous are not known to be dangerous. And again, it's an interesting chew if you want to read through that Chassam Sofer. But the thing is, he says, Lemaisa, I don't think that, I think we should still be careful about it, Chassam Sofer writes, because Minhag was in the Torah. However, you don't have to say it's Chamira Sakanta. That far we don't have to go. Okay, we should still keep the din, but we don't have to now be more machmir than in other areas because we're only keeping it. We today know that medicine is different, or maybe nishtanu hatvayim, maybe people's nature is different. Okay, so therefore, we still keep the minig. We'll still keep the minhag and minhag of us in the Torah, but, you know, especially the Dovah Shiva Minyan and so on and so forth, but you don't have to worry about all the all the chumras, you know. What about if it's not mevasha? We discussed earlier, remember different types of bishul. There's bishul, there's iru, and kli rishon. Says, where do you throw that? We don't have to worry about all that here. Because we don't have to take all the dinim over, transfer all the dinim over, because we don't really have that danger. That's the sum so for chelikar des and kufala. Just a couple other things. Yeah, but again, chesam so I said before, it says the Rambam only, if we look carefully at the words of the Rambam. The Rambam just said, dogin shesal was also a chumachalo. Rama only meant that's a basal chalav issue. That's an issue of hetter. It doesn't mention any kind of danger. So some sort of that. Maybe the Rama knew that it's not dangerous by his time, medicine advanced, then he knew medicine. Okay. Or that some suggest maybe the Gemara was only talking about that particular type of fish, that binisa fish. And we don't have that amongst us. It's not a problem. But anyways, nonetheless, many of us said in Torah, but you don't have to be as machmer about it. Okay. Just one or two other relevant things. The Gemara has about cotton. He refers to this, Gemara. Yud Aleph, Omer Aleph. The Gemara says, Omerli, Ado Tzaido. Ado the hunter told me the following. Kvara, okay, fish. Somuch lemisuche mali. The best time to eat fish is right before you think it'll go bad. That's when it's the tastiest. That's what those fish experts. Omerli, Ado Tzaido, okay, also. Kvara, Tavya, Vachua. should roast it. Bachua means in its brother. What's its brother? Salt, because they both come from salt water, right? The ocean and salt. So Bachua's brother. And Asuke Bavua. Okay. And should put it in with its father, with hosted the fish water, right? And Mechal, Babaria, and Ashtiel Avua. Okay, as long as they eat it with eat it with other types of fish, then you can drink down water. All right, they're telling them all these nice dinim, not in the recommendations how to enjoy fish. Right, Somer Klemiska Mali Rashi says again, this is more cutting it out. Yofahu la'achar zman shenitzod yosim and he shaita dinitzod. Fish, let it sit a while. You don't want to sit too long, then it rots. But don't eat the fish. This fisherman, this expert fisherman, Adotzaida, this fish trapper, this fisherman was telling Rav, the best time to eat fish is not right after you catch it. Okay, is that true? I don't know. Okay, and you should roast it in salt because it comes from the same place, salt, you know. And after that, put it in cold water and then let it soak. Eat it together with its own brine and so on. The brain, it's child. It just gives an example, right? He's saying roast it in its brother, that's water. Soak it in its father, that's water. And make it and eat it with its own son, its own juices. Okay? That's how you eat it. And then again, Ashtiel Avua, you drink down some water. Okay. So you have salt and water. All right. Anyway, that's what the Gemara says. But Tosas in Markot, Yud Aleph Bet Aleph, Dimasal Kvar 24, says, Ubizman Hazeh, Tofsim Sakona Lamechal Samachal Sechon. What exactly this Ando, the fisherman, recommended to Rab, when to eat the fish, says Tosas, nowadays we're concerned at Zdafka when not to eat the fish. The closer it is to Sirchon, the rotting, the worse it is. Okay? And he says also other things that he says are not good. He says, Shema Nishtanu Kamara Fush of Shashin and Tobas Manazer. We know that certain things change from the time of the Gemara until today. The Paul Tosas are writing already. Certain things the Gemara says are healthy and beneficial, but not so much. Or maybe it's different. Shema Naros the bubble malotfer. Maybe the rivers in bubble, the water. Al Naros bubble, right? There are a lot of rivers in bubble. A lot of times you have stories in the Gemara about they went on a raft, right, crossing the river. There are a lot of rivers in bubble. Al Naros bubble, right? The Euphrates River, other rivers. So maybe that was different type of water. That was better, okay? Or worse, you know, I mean, I remember even in my time, again, I don't think you have it today, when we went to Eretz Yisrael, we were told before drinking the water to boil up the water. You hear that? Boil the water. Regular water. Now, don't drink tap water. Maybe a bottle of water or something else. But don't drink tap water in Eretz Yisrael.
Ever?
No. For the first few weeks, if you're going to be there, your stomach. I don't think people still do it. Yeah, but it used to be more of a concern because the water. And you boil it up and they put it in the fridge so it becomes cold. But I mean, I remember not that long ago going to.
I remember somebody went to Eretz Yisrael a few years ago.
Yeah, I'm saying, so you go to my sister's house. I think in recently, well, first of all, now it's much more popular to buy a bottle of water anyway. People don't drink so much tap water to begin with. But anyway, so, and, you know, that was a whole thing. You go to Mexico, you drink the water, you get sick for a week. And I mean, whether it's true or not, you know, so you don't drink. So, the bottom is a line in Kinnis, in Tishba, one of the earlier Kinnis. It says, Al Pnei Pras Nuptu Chasidehu, is a phrase in Kinnis. More people died. The Medrash says more people died when they got to Babel than died when they were killed in Yerushalayim. Because when they came to Euphrates, they drank. They had nothing in their canteens. They were schlepping and they were dying of thirst. And then when they got to Babel, they drank right away that water and it killed them. Because I'll play pros nuptu chasidel. It's a line in Kenneth that more people died. I'm talking about the Golem, the exiles, you know, by Yerushalayim. Came to Babel. So anyway, so certain things. So the Tosas writes there in the pool, and then what comes in Alpha Alpha, Yesh Mepharshim, the Kvar, Lobichal, Dogim, Arab, Shem, Dog, Shishmakor, only that type of dog, Meshum, Midram, and Mishar, Dogim. Anyway, these types of different types. All right, so you can see that maybe there are differences in different types of fish. All right, just to finish up this point, okay, I'm not going to read all these Makaris, but now we were talking about Dogim, it was put together, we learned today, what we learned yesterday. So we're talking about Dogim with Basar. What about Dogim with Psarov? Did you jump from there? Dogim Psarov, which by the way, usually on a regular Friday night, that's what at least in most of our homes, that's what the concern is, right? Most people don't have, I don't know, most people, a lot of people have chicken for supper, right? So after the filters, you have chicken soup and chicken, so it's only Psarov. a lot of people don't have regular Bessar or meat or Megata, maybe, I don't know, whatever that would be. So the Shavuos Yaakov, also an early Yaakov, we mentioned in the past, Shavuos Yaakov, kind of based in Kuv Dalet, was asked the following question. Shuman Avoz was his goose, right? Fat from the goose, from poultry. Shinis Arev Toch Tavshil Shodogim. Some, not chicken fat, but same thing, chicken, this was goose fat. Okay, whatever. Okay, same thing. Right, it got mixed up with Tavshil Shodogim. So the gravy got into a fish dish. Okay? Imeish Chashat Sakon Avodog. Hello? Du'ulai Yish Homadei Sakharak Misar Behema. Ashegan Ofos. And again, we could say, especially because Ophas maybe are similar in some ways to fish. You know, we have birds that are made from the rakak, from the mud, and they're similar in some ways to fish. Genetically, I don't know. Maybe there's no more sakana. That was the Shavuos Yaakov's guy. He was asked, he says, I don't find anybody who made such a chiluk. I call up post commission of Achon Lohusku. I was curious, Echon and Chiluk is there, Chaini Reli. And he thinks that it's not, the, it is the same. Vadai, the Ophos, the Mehemos, Shavuos, Indian, is sakana and Dugan. Okay, but again, he holds too. He has shishim, has shishim. Okay, and then he had another tshuva. Chelak Gimel Siman Ayin the Shavuos Yaakov. Oh, the Bais Echad Bishlo Vetiku Dogim Malukim Shuman Avaz. Again, they didn't know there was an issue and so on. Is there a concern? All right. So he also says that the shishim there also works. And he says, especially with Manazel, we know there's probably no real sakana anyway. So therefore, you can be making a lot. The Piskei Tshuva is a Kufta Zayin. Sikkot Beis quotes these tshuvas. Okay, so I don't want to, you know, you can look at it if you're interested more in this subject. Sikkot and Gimel, a long Sikkot, he says, by the way, you know, this is what Aaron said before, that, you know, the Metzias, he says, can you taste it? You know, maybe it is. Is it Nikar? He doesn't use the word Nikar, but he says maybe there's a difference when he can taste it. Okay, but all right. He also says, make a word with the Shishim. Well, just to summarize, this. Okay, we'll summarize with this. The Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, this gives you, as it often does, a neat summary. The Aruch HaShulchan is in Siman Kuf Tezayin Sif Yud. Just a little summary. We'll finish with stop today, and then tomorrow we'll talk more about, you know, the fish with milk. Does anybody hold like that? You know already, so I don't do. Yeah.
I have heard that Rav Shechter is not
one for. I heard that also, that he only has one fork.
Yeah, he only has one fork. Does Rav Shechter know the extent of that? Does he use the same one plate?
I don't know.
Managed
to put together. I wasn't here yesterday. I was going to ask him. Is he here today? Was he here today? I don't know.
I mean, I really just been giving a share on Zoom because people
is here. He's not. This guy's caught. Because some of the guys tested positive, so he wants to stay away. Yeah. Okay. All right, so then that will ask him. I heard it also, and I don't remember. I may have asked him once, but I forgot. Anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan says, and Sifyod, we'll finish with this, Tzorek li Zoyer, Sholo lach habosu dog biyachad, mi shakosh lo tzoraz, amar psochem, and he says, v'ein chilek b'im sar b'im sar ov, v'chein ein litzlos bosu dog b'tanur cotton, because the reich ha-mi, v'di evid, in osu de lovi sakona rat derach bishol, it's only sakona derach bishol, and he says, that was the marshal, right? I'm sorry, that was the Ramot. And he says, v'yesh matir v'yil chathila, that's the marshal. And yesh osim gab v'di evid, that's the mershet, that's all the sheetahs. But Anu Einon Rak Diber Ramah, we follow the Ramah, who said that it's Mutu B'Dieved, and he said, and he also says, Yesh Omer D'Achshav Nishtanu Hatvayim, people's nature is different, you know, people, things change, and, you know, and also Nishtanu, just like the Refuah, it's just like the medical knowledge has changed, and certain things that the Gemara says to avoid, which we know today is not dangerous, and so on. So again, if you want to see the summary on the issue, I think, despite what we said about Rav Shechter, we'll check. I think most people, minig-wise, do keep separate forks, you know, and try not to eat fish and meat together. I'll just conclude by pointing out once, you know, because that's why I remember what I spoke to Rav Shechter about. It bothered me always. And again, I'm more sensitive to it maybe because I'm allergic to fish. Sometimes you go to a smorgasbord, right? A fish sometimes, the way it's prepared, can look like chicken. You know, you can think a baked, you know, you have it in a smorgasbord in some pan there. You know, you think it's chicken. I always ask. You know, sushi, you know, you can tell, okay? And also the sushi they put on the side and have some guy with a silly uniform, you know, so they have an old sushi to a guy who puts on a, I guess it's supposed to be Japanese, I suppose. I don't know. He stands on the side and makes a sushi. But sometimes in the cook stuff, you can have the Yeah, it's a saucy thing, right? You can have the stuffed cabbage and the Hawaiian chicken, and right next to that, you can have some fish. And I once spoke to a Ganak. You know, I said, so it's a mikshol. I said, people forget about for me, you know. But I'm saying this, people are going to have the fish and the meat in the same plate. And, you know, and he wasn't concerned, maybe because that, you know, maybe that's why. But I always ask if it's fish first, you know, and sometimes they don't know. You know, so I try and stay away from it, you know. So it's a concern. But it seems to me that if you're going to serve fish, which is okay, and people will be careful, like I said, like with the sushi, it's usually a separate station, you know, a separate area, not right next to the meat. So I think that's not a bad thing to be aware of. Okay, we'll stop over here.